Hi, everybody. This is Mercer Ellington. Welcome to our show.
The Genius of Duke. Al Jackson here, speaking to you on behalf of the Social Security Administration and this station. We're extremely proud to present this tribute to one of the giants of American music, Mr. Duke Ellington. With us today is Mercer Ellington, the Duke's son and a well-known composer and band leader in his own right, talking about and playing some of the Duke's all-time great hits. And if you happen to know some older people who may need help to make ends meet, you stay tuned. You may be able to give them a little good advice after I lay it on you in a few minutes. First off, though, here's Mercer Ellington.
Back in the 40s, you may have been able to use a 2-cent stamp. And back in the 40s, there was also the 3-cent stomp by Duke Ellington. That was in the ballroom specialist back in the 40s. And in those days, you had to appeal to what Fats Waller used to call the pedal extremities, the feet, the tootsies, or whatever. And Geordie Baker, Tyree Glenn, Ray Nance, and Oscar Pettiford are featured here, and Oscar's admiration for Jimmy Blanton is very obvious. On bass, that is.
Stump with the Duke in command. Now then, I promised you some information, and here it is. You know, even though the money for supplemental security income payments comes out of general tax revenue, the Social Security Administration is administering this program and making the payments. They're also answering all the questions I'm asking, so I can pass the information along to you. I asked them about supplemental security income payments for couples, and they said that for the couple to be eligible, they must both be 65 or older, or blind or disabled, with little or no income. The things they own that can be turned into cash can't be worth more than $2,250. But they can own a home and a car of reasonable value. And, as I've mentioned before, the government won't put a lien on their home. So if you know a couple who are both 65 or older or blind or disabled and in financial need, tell them to get in touch with any Social Security office for more information about supplemental security income payments. Mercer, I understand that you're going to play us your treatment of one of your dad's tunes. Which one is it?
Mood Indigo was one of Pop's biggest hits, 20 minutes in its conception. And in it, he showed how he understood the virtue of simplicity and how to apply that knowledge. The version coming up was made in 1939 by a band under my leadership, except for the rhythm section. All the musicians in it were in my father's orchestra at one time or another. The clarinet player is Jimmy Hamilton, also a ranger.
Mercer Ellington and his orchestra with Duke's Mood Indigo, a honey of a tune and a honey of a performance. I hope that my few words about supplemental security income were helpful to you or to someone you may know. Those Social Security people are there to help you. So if you'll pick up your telephone and give them a call, they can always answer all of those questions that affect your personal Social Security problems. They want to help you, and they can. Remember, Social Security is for you, and you owe it to yourself to find out all about it. Mercer, the mic is yours.
Take Love Easy was a song Duke Ellington wrote in the show called Beggar's Holiday. The lyrics were by John Latouche, whom he regarded as a genius. The singer here is Dolores Parker. Johnny Hodges sings it too, on alto. in the first chorus and the last.
Ellington treatment of his Take Love Easy. That was Dolores Parker singing, by the way. It's time for Merce and me to say goodbye, but this program will be back soon with more good advice and more sweet Ellington tunes.
Right, Hal. This is Merce Ellington saying ciao, and we'll see you real soon. And remember, until next time, stay well and stay happy.
The Genius of Duke has been brought to you by the Social Security Administration and this station as a public service so that you may find out about your rights and benefits under Social Security. If you've enjoyed the show, please join us again next week on this station. Until then, this is Hal Jackson saying, when you think of the future, think of Social Security.